Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 7:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Bruce Jenelson, our friend, professor of public policy, political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department and on the Middle East peace process, so he's been in the rooms and knows the players. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing okay, Tommy. Hope you are as well.
I am, sir. Thank you. Tell me the latest on the war in Gaza and President Trump's plan, and where do we stand?
Yeah, you know, we actually have pretty serious peace talks going on for the first time in a long time. They're not the grand peace that the president talked about, you know, a week and a half ago, but it could get to some of the really pressing issues like getting the Israeli hostages home, getting humanitarian aid into Gaza, at least a ceasefire in the war, which isn't everything. You've really got to end the war, but, you know, President Trump sent his son-in-law and his, you know, top diplomat. The Egyptians, they're happening in Cairo. Other countries in the region, like Qatar, are involved. Hamas is there. Prime Minister Netanyahu sent one of his close aides. So, you know, we go up and down in the Middle East way too much. But at least I can say there's serious talks going on.
So did Israel cross the bridge too far when they went into Qatar?
Yeah, for sure. You know, for sure. You know, Qatar was trying to help with the peace talks. They're an independent country. President Trump had made a trip there a couple months ago, and, you know, all sorts of deals were struck. You know, the only good thing to come out of that was, let's just say, it got President Trump pretty angry and irritated and led him to put more pressure on Prime Minister Netanyahu and had this apology call when Netanyahu was in the Oval Office. But in some ways gave a push to saying, okay, Netanyahu, you know, Trump supports you, but he's not going to support everything that you do.
So what can President Trump do? What is the power that the American president has if he, like you said, he got angry with the Qatar thing, and I understand that, but because he's trying to put this plan together and then you got people sabotaging it on both sides, what can he do, Bruce? What kind of power does he have?
You know, his most important leverage right now is with Prime Minister Netanyahu. You know, remember back in February when they first met at the beginning of the Trump administration, you know, they had this crazy idea that they were, a really awful idea, they're going to get all the Palestinians to leave and, you know, create fancy hotels, you know, Mar-a-Gaza, as people called it. But at other times, he's felt that Netanyahu has gotten in the way of wins that Trump wants. And Netanyahu has believed that whatever pressure is coming from Europe and others in the U.S., he could fall back on Trump. The Israeli people really, really want the hostages to come home, and they're prepared to end the war and figure out a way to deal with Hamas, you know, far short of this unrealistic notion of obliterating them. And Netanyahu, frankly, has wanted to continue the war for two reasons. One, he faces some charges that as long as he's prime minister, they can't come against him in courts. And secondly, his own right wing are people that are pressuring him to actually make all of Gaza and the West Bank part of Israel. And so it's his political and personal motivations. And Trump can bring some pressure there saying, I'm not going to support you all the time. That's his main leverage. The rest of it, you know, working all that out is going to take a lot more than announcing it in the White House. You know, it's a lot of rolling up your sleeves and working out details and make things stick, which is not Trump's strong suit.
When it comes to the hostages, you know, yesterday I think it was a 2-year anniversary. Do they have any idea who's still alive and who's not?
You know, their estimates, you know, in fact, you know, Hamas has said, and I think, you know, they're not even sure where all the remains and the hostages are. They've sort of sent them to different parts of Gaza, and you know, put them, made deals with different, you know, criminal groups that are watching them. They don't really know. So the estimates.
Wait, did you say remains or hostages?
Both the remains of dead ones and the hostages themselves. Okay. And so the ones alive, guesses are in the 20s or 30s, but it's really, really hard to know.
Yeah, and do we have any idea what life has been like for those people in the last 2 years?
Well, I can tell you, we had one of the hostages here at Duke earlier in September who'd been in captivity for, I think, 505 days. And he was a young guy, you know, who was at the music festival. And he, you know, he spoke about the terrible conditions. He spoke about his own struggles. One of the other hostages has a book that's just come out in English. You know, it's been terrible, and there's no revolutionary rationale for that. At the same time, there's no security rationale for what Israel has done to the starvation and the massive killing of the Palestinian people. We've really got big, you know, flaws and deep violations of codes of ethics on both sides.
So let me pick your brain about your guest when we come back, because I'd like to know what he had to say about how he would envision this whole thing ending, considering, talk about skin in the game, 500 days plus held as a hostage. We're talking to Bruce Jennelson, professor of public safety, political science at Duke University. Previously worked in the State Department and on the Middle East peace process. We value him because he's been there in the room and he knows which he speaks. 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to our friend Bruce Jennelson, professor of public policy, political science at Duke University, previously worked in the State Department and on the Middle East peace process, talking about Israel and Gaza. Bruce, I got to pick your brain a little bit. You said you had a guest at Duke that was held hostage for 500-something days. Did that
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Express any opinions on how they would like to see this thing settled or solved?
Yeah, get the other hostages home. Okay. And it's been the hostage families that have been in the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem leading the pressure on Netanyahu's government to get the hostages home. And they have nothing nice to say about Hamas, but they really have come to the realization that this war is counterproductive. It's not getting the hostages home. It's hurting Israel. I mean, you even had one of the former heads of the Shin Bet, you know, which is their equivalent of the CIA, coming out and saying, look, this war is hurting us, not just the Palestinians. So their primary thing is get the hostage home. We'll find one of these. You're going to have to do it through negotiations, diplomacy, change of government, you know, to reduce Hamas's role there. But this notion that you're going to fight the war until you get the last Hamas, you know, supporter out, only endangers the lives of the hostages and also endangers the lives of Israeli soldiers.
Is this analogous to Nixon using Vietnam to prop up his administration?
You know, yeah. Nixon didn't at that point face any, you know, criminal charges like Netanyahu does. Ultimately, you know, he did, but he also ultimately negotiated a deal. It took a while, but he did. And Netanyahu, you know, has been someone that his support in Israel, you know, in public opinion is in the 20%. And again, he has some members of his government that, you know, are even more extreme than he is. They want to get rid of all the Palestinians. They want to claim all of that land with their version of a biblical right, which many rabbis even don't agree with. And so it is him, but it's not just him. It's these other elements that have gotten power in the Israeli government.
When it comes to Hamas, I got people texting in about you got to destroy Hamas, and you yourself just said it's not going to work to kill the last Hamas member with, because I guess what I'm wondering, Bruce, Hamas is an organization, but it's also an ideology, is it not?
You're exactly right, you know, and just think of all the people you're radicalizing, you know, kids who will eventually grow up, and, you know, they may not call themselves Hamas, but they would do something, you know, something like that. And, you know, part of the plans in the Trump plan, but also in the plans that others, the French and the Saudis put forward, is you bring in what they call an international stabilization force, a peacekeeping force, no American boots on the ground, but they come from the surrounding countries, and you create a governance structure for more moderate Palestinians, you know, Palestinians that, you know, have had some other roles. And you reduce Hamas power, and you show that the Palestinian people can have a life better without Hamas.
Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate your time and your insights as always. Bruce Jenelson, professor of public policy, political science at Duke University. We're going to take a break. Somebody tell me something? I thought I heard something. I don't know. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Donna Williams, professor of public health, director of Louisiana Cancer Prevention and Control Program for LSU Health New Orleans. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're going to talk about it. You know, when you talk about Hamas and killing the last Hamas member and taking away the last weapon, it's easy to say. But again, keep in mind, Hamas is an ideology. And the other part of that is we can't keep guns out of the hands of 13-year-olds in this country. So how are you going to tell me that you're not going to have a group of Hamas people that get armed again? We'll be back, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.